This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's weird because it's just like, you know how as a parent, for all the parents down here, like when you tell your kid to do X, Y, Z, and it's like they don't listen and it doesn't go right, and then they listen and things start going how you said they were going to go. So anticipating things going, like listening to the coach as far as like with situational football and honing on the details. He says do your 1-11th, and when everybody's doing their job and everybody's on the same page, things go right.
All right, Stephon Diggs. Lesson within the lesson there. Hear that, kids? Do what you're told. If you want success, listen to mom and dad. They know. Sometimes. Even that's true with coaches too. Not always. Right. I bet Stephon Diggs has had coaches where he's like, nope. And just like, who do you think you are telling me this? It has to be, you have to buy in. It's up to the player to buy in. So good that he has. Sam is with us. Hello, Sam.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good, Sam. Thank you.
Excellent. Hey, just I had a quick question. I don't know if you caught the 4 o'clock games, but Romeo Doubs had caught a touchdown. They said he didn't make a football move, and they called it a drop pass. And I guess it was a case where he was kind of hitting the ground, and it looked like the ball caused the incompletion. I just wanted to see if you caught that and then what your take was on that, because you really didn't have a chance to make a football move. That's all I have for you. I'll hang up and listen.
I thought it was pretty straightforward. You got to survive the ground, and he didn't survive the ground. That
like Davis in Miami.
If it's the play I'm thinking of. I mean, yep. Yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward. I didn't comment on it at all when Mike took the question. The Davis play to me was – I wouldn't have even bothered reviewing it. I didn't think there was any chance that was going to be a touchdown in Miami last week. That's just me. I mean, it could be, but I just didn't. It didn't look like he had the ball.
I agree. I never thought about it twice until people started talking. How about the Jackson hold the ball out challenge?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
So I always thought the sideline, it's not when the ball crosses the sideline. It's like when the player's foot lands. And Charles Davis was, I think, talking like that yesterday, that it would be a first down because he didn't, this is not a quote, Jackson, his foot comes down on the boundary and the ball is past the line. But then Sterator was saying different, and I went to the rule book because I felt like maybe I didn't know this when I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
When are you out of bounds? And I even wrote down like what chapter of the rule book this was yesterday. We never got to it, but there is a section that says when the ball crosses the line. Like, so if you hold the ball out like that, it's when the ball crosses the line, in which case he might have been short. Like, it wasn't obvious. The NBC guy, McCauley, always uses the term clear and obvious, even when it isn't. Like, he's always using the term clear and obvious. And that one was definitely, very few things of these are clear and obvious. But, you know, it ended up being costly to the Ravens, the timeout. Could use that.
So, in other words, if Jackson is still in bounds, but the ball has broken the plane of the sideline before he reaches it to break the plane of the first down, it's out of bounds.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
I believe that's correct. He has to get the ball to the line before it's at the sideline.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, it's fourth and inches. They went for it and made it.
Yep.
That's why the challenge is kind of rough there. Baltimore, they do leave points out there. They're super sharp. Everybody says it, but they do leave points out there. The clock situation, they want to get into the most advantageous situation on that last drive. Hurry up a little bit. Hurry up a little bit. Run second, third, fourth down faster. That would have helped them. You know, then the Bills can have their drive, and you can get another turn if you're tied after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen. I'm not sure I'm right there, but that's what I thought. We're late for the break. Back after sports. Mike Schopp and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.